Stephen, you've been involved in a lot of cup finals over your career. You've won some, you've lost some. How's that feel tonight compared to some of them?
Listen, you can never fully enjoy them if you don't win at the end of it. Obviously, cup finals all about winning, but we put in a good performance. Even if we were 2-0 down, I felt we were playing relatively well and in control the game in many ways, but they were being clinical. And once it got back to 2-2, I felt really our name was on the cup maybe, but again, they showed the clinical side, and I think that was the difference today. And you know they've got that quality that can hurt you, but it's hard to reflect on straight after the game, but I think once we do, we'll look back on it and say we couldn't have done much more.
You know, Jose Mourinho teams don't generally give up leads. He's a very efficient manager, the way as his team set out. That was a heck of an effort. And for you lot to have the character to not let that second goal drop your heads was something.
Yeah, exactly. I think the goal just before half time obviously was a big moment in the game for us. We said it at half time, let's go out and try and get another one in the next 10 or 15 minutes. We managed to do that, and we wanted to push on from there. Whenever you look back on the game, maybe it wasn't the BR day, like with the disallowed goal, or else at the post. Obviously, the guys made a couple of great saves as well. So, just really disappointing and frustrating, because in another day, I think we deserved a lot more than what we got.
You're not feeling like you're lifted and motivated at the moment, I'm sure, but I want to talk about Manolo Gabbiadini quickly, because 5 goals in 3 games, some impact to have on the squad.
No, it's a hell of a return, I think, for any new player coming in, especially a striker. They want to go off to a good start, and he's certainly done that. You can see the quality that he's got, and he's a natural finisher, and he's going to be a big player for us moving forward.
How about just finally you as captain now this week? That's a devastating way to lose, we know that, but you played so well in the game. All you need to do, I guess, is push that to Watford. I mean, it's easier said than done. You've got a role to play, haven't you?
Yeah, exactly. I think it's going to take a day or two to get over. Like, it's obviously the dressing room's very quiet after the game there with the disappointment. But as I say, we've done ourselves proud in terms of the performance. We kept going. We showed great spirit to get back into the game. There's positives to take from it, but it's hard to reflect on that at the minute, and it's no consolation at the minute either. But we've still got a lot to play for this season. We want to try and get a higher position in the league where we feel we should be, and we need to go and get on a good run there.
I know you feel rubbish. Thank you for your time, and you couldn't have done much more to make those fans proud today, I think, so that's something.
No, it was a great turnout from the fans. They were in full voice. They really backed us the whole way, even if we were 2-0 down. They didn't stop singing, and just disappointed we couldn't send them home a little bit more happier, but yeah, disappointment today.